Erevin Yerushalmi, Kof Lamed to Erevin Bavli, Daf Tzadi Gimel. Begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. 2 lines after the first Mishnah, Mathnithan Pliga. Mathnithan Pliga al Shmu, Chatz Hagadola, Shenifritz al Akatana, Hagadola Materes, Akatana Asura. The question is that our Mishnah disagrees with Shmu. If a wide Chatz was breached to a narrow one, the wide is permitted and the narrow is forbidden. Yitasu Leba al Makim Mechitzes. Shmuel said elsewhere that if the wall between two chaseros fell, one may carry up to where the wall was. If you say, now, mada hava uvda, hachi hava uvda. The Gemara points out that the wall over there, the wall fell, and Shmuel commanded to spread a garment where the wall used to be, really permits even without this. And that was the way the story went, means he spread, and it was actually he spread it for privacy. Raya amrin, kaimi rabbi yosi, b'shem rabbi achya, Madam Shmuel b'Shabbos zu mashd dehi masnisen b'Shabbos abo. The Talmidim said in front of Rabbi Yosi in the name of Rabbi Achia that Shmuel discusses this Shabbos means the wall was intact when Shabbos began. Amish is discussing the coming Shabbos. Man kaimin, what's the case? Im b'she'uvu eruv echad bim b'Shabbos bim zu bim b'Shabbos abo yu mutorim. If they made one eruv, both this Shabbos or the coming Shabbos should be permitted. If they were not na'av at all, but this Shabbos and the coming Shabbos should be forbidden. Bun bar Kahana said in front of Rabbi Lo, the case is that this chatzah was ma'av by itself, and this is ma'av by itself. Avilu kein hagadilim of teres, which is saying now, shaloi nifritza b'mulaya, b'katana asur, shenifritza b'mulaya. Even so, the wide was permitted because it wasn't totally breached. Now it's forbidden because it was totally breached.